streaming live. It's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Back with you for another year of broadcasting Panther Sports, and I am extremely happy to welcome my broadcast partner back to the seat next to me, Vaughn Mitchell.
Thank you, Mark. Delightful to be here. I had some snacks on my way here to the stadium, but I am a fan of frosty beverage. However, given that we have a little precipitation, I think that's going to be okay. Good to be here. Thank you.
And Delta was eliminated by this university team that we're going to be playing tonight in the quarterfinals of last year's state playoffs. And I think they're looking for a little bit of redemption here tonight to start the season. They rebuilt the offensive line here in Delta. They only returned two starters from last year. They've got a new starter in the backfield with the departure of Timmy Horn to graduation. But there's still kids like Tucker Johnson, Gavin, and Ty Reed on the offensive side of the ball to bring them a spark. Defensively, Johnson will look to Johnson, Clay Sandridge, and his entire secondary, who are all returning starters from last year, to help on that side of the ball as
and
well.
And they're still pretty young, those guys. You got
yes, they are. So University's had to reload as well, losing their outstanding quarterback, Greg Garza, to graduation. But their coach, Casey Doss, loves the group of kids he has and is excited to see what the season holds. Both coaches are excited over the season against such high-quality competition. Both are ranked in the top five in Chass's preseason poll. Delta's at number two, University at number five. So Delta getting some respect here early in the season.
Well, that's been earned. Coach Johnson did look easy. It's year in, year out. They're just flat out good. And I would say that they just reloaded. Not really a rebuild as much as just a reload. There's younger kids chomping at the bit at our school ready to step in and make a difference. Finally get some playing time and move up as some of these kids graduate.
So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Coach Johnston. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
I'm here with Coach Ben Johnson, and Coach, we're back at it again. And what did you guys do in the over the summer to prepare for the season? I know you guys went to the Western camp.
Yeah, early June, went to the Western camp, and then pretty much lifted four times a day, Monday through Thursday, and then in July we start throwing twice a week and doing things like that. So over the summer, that's pretty much what we do. You know, the lifting's the key thing, just to make sure the kids are nice and strong. And then we really enjoy going to camp up at Western. So that's, in a nutshell, what we do in the summer.
Now, last year, a little bit of a younger team, still had pretty good success, obviously made it into the playoffs, lost in the quarters to University. And we'll talk about them in just a second. But get these back a year older. How have they progressed from last year?
You know, I think they're really excited. They had a good summer, weight room this summer, and the kids are excited about playing. You know, they it's fun to open up with a good team like University. It really gets you to focus early. So we had 3 weeks of really good focus. We scrimmaged Montrose last week, and who's an outstanding football team. I thought we did some good things, but we have things to work on. So the kids are excited. We lost some really good kids, Hunter Goff, you know, Timmy Horn, Gus Butler, Trayton Sandoval. But it's always fun to watch the new team's chemistry develop and watch the new kids step up and new seniors step up. And Clay Sandridge and Connor Workman and Gavin Brewer. You know, I think Tucker Johnson had an outstanding camp. So I'm excited to watch those kids play.
Talking about those kids and then the quarterback position, obviously Tyreek stepped in last year after Nate got hurt and had a pretty good year, you know, for a freshman and just kind of being thrust in there. How has he progressed? Has he taken kind of that maturation that you were hoping for?
Yeah. You know, Ty went to some camps this summer and went to out to UNLV and I think Utah State, and he put himself out there and learned some different skills from different people, which is outstanding. So, you know, last year we really ran a lot with Jimmy Horn, and then this year we're going to probably ask Ty to do a lot more in the passing game. So we still have a good running back with Isai Carrillo and Connor Workman, but Ty's going to throw the ball a lot more for us, and I think he's developed into that. I'm really forward to watching him grow and blossom.
Yeah, and those running backs, Connor and Isai, they're a couple of speedy dudes, and you get them the ball on the outside, I look forward to seeing what they can do when they can turn the corner.
Yeah, those fast kids, they run strong. They're not super big, but they're really strong for their size, and they run hard. So I'm looking forward to watching them run.
So something you and University have had to do is kind of rebuild your offensive line a little bit this season. A lot of the, you know, seniors came off that line. How is that looking for you? Because obviously that's where, you know, everything begins, is right there in the trenches.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we have a really good group of junior linemen. Tucker Johnson, he'll be a second-year starter at the left tackle, and then Sean Wyatt will be a first-year starter as a senior. Then Xavier Martinez played center for us last year, so he's a two-year starter. Then Caleb Richmond's playing our right guard this year. He was a JV guy last year, and Brett Sanchez is our right tackle. So they've played a lot, not at the varsity level, but I've been very impressed with what they've done so far.
Defensively, what have you seen? You mentioned Clay and I think Gavin will be on the defense as well. But obviously Tucker will be back. What have you seen from on that side of the ball?
You know, I thought last week against Montrose, who's an outstanding running team, I thought our defense held really well. You know, I thought Tucker Johnson did well, Connor Solstice, Easton Bear did a really good job. You got Talon Hewlett and Clay Sanders as your backers, and then Connor Workman and Isai Carrillo as your dogs. And then we pretty much returned the entire secondary with Landon Clay and Ward, and then Gavin Brewer, and then Ryland Bynum. So we return almost our whole secondary, so we're excited with what's going on the defensive side of the ball.
So we have University to open up the season, a good team. I mean, we're, you know, it's nice when you can have two really good, you know, top teams to kind of see where you're at when you play each other. You both are kind of in the same boat as far as personnel and that sort of stuff. How do you feel like you match up with them?
You know, I think it'll be a great game. I think we match up well. You know, they lost a lot of good talented seniors, and we lost some good seniors. You know, I think it's, in anything, especially early in the season, who can come out and execute offensively, defensively, and maybe more importantly, special teams, you know, punting, kicking. You know, last 2 years ago when they were here, they had two bad snaps, which I think changed the game quite a bit. And then last year when we played them, they beat us. I thought they were pretty clean special teams. So something big early can cause a lot of problems. And, you know, it's a big game because you want to get that win early in the year, the loss will hurt you in the long run. So this is a very important game to us.
Now, is there, you guys, you've played them a couple times now in the past. Is there a little bit of a rivalry developing with the university team?
I think so. You know, anytime someone eliminates you from the playoffs, you get a little chip on your shoulder because they ended your season. So there will be a little, there is a little rivalry. This is the third year in a row we play them. Then we'll play them next year. So that'll be 4 years in a row. When you skip to see someone that much, a natural rivalry begins. So it's fun. They come down, they travel long ways, and they're a good football team, and we're excited to play them.
Speaking of being excited, how excited are you to open up the season at home?
I'm really excited, especially with a quality team like University. You know, I think the rankings came out with two top five teams. It should be a really fun game. It's great. It's huge for the rankings and where you're going with your season. So we're excited about the opportunity, and we're thankful they came to us to play.
I'm excited to broadcast the game. Good luck, man. Thank you.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to the Color Commentary.
Who knows? Welcome back to Panther Stadium. Mark Cantor here with you alongside Vaughn Mitchell. And Vaughn, it ended up being a pretty nice night for football.
It's beautiful. It's time we got started. I'm glad we're playing football here tonight. The Panthers are going here in the hometown, ready to play some top-notch competition. It's a good night for the game.
So the captains that were out on the field for the coin toss, senior Clay Standridge, senior Alex Ward, senior Gavin Brewer, and junior Tucker Johnson. Take a look at the starters now. As I didn't quite see who won the coin toss, but it looks like Delta's going to kick. So the defensive starters for Delta, I don't think I quite have all of them, but I've got most of them. Easton Bear, Xavier Martinez and Tucker Johnson along the line, the linebackers, Connor Workman, Clay Sandridge, and Talon Hewlett, and the defensive backs, Landon Clay, Rylan Bynum, Gavin Brewer, and Alex Ward.
Brewer's a returning All-State guy. They're honorable mention All-State. I look for Rylan to be our shutdown corner there. That kid is quick.
The offensive starters to University on their line, it'll be Tyler Engel, Emilio Gonzalez, Bryson Nichols, Paul Swenson, and Andrew Schuler. The tight end will be Chase Peck. The wide receivers, Kyan Baxley, Paxton Daggett, and Dylan Supp. The running back, Jacob Cruz. And the quarterback, Logan Geddin. So kicking off for Delta is going to be Jose Olivas.
He can put the boot to it, Mark. Good kicker. Got some range. So, back to return, I believe, is Cruz. And I can't quite get the number on the other guy. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it's going to bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So, the University Bulldogs going to have a modern appliance center. Excuse me. Modern appliance company first down at their own 20-yard line.
Big Tuck up on the line here. I'd look for Tucker to have a dominant season. Coach Gunman is captain. That is one strong junior right there.
Trips to the left, one wide to the right. Getting in the shotgun with the back to his left. Getting takes the snap, gives a little read option there, it looks like, as he held it in the gut of Cruz for a tick, and it'll be a gain of one. Tucker Johnson in on the tackle.
Got Talon Hewlett at inside linebacker there. He and Clay holding down the inside.
So the Bulldogs back to the line of scrimmage. They'll have two wide to the right. It's like a pistol wing formation. Inside receiver in motion to the left. That's Daggett, and it's a give.
He got loose. He's on the outside. Picked up first down, Mark.
That's going to be Cruz. Managed to find some running room there on that left side. It's going to be a modern appliance company first down.
15 yards.
So I'm curious, you know, with the weather kind of being wet all day today, you know, the field looks great. I'm just curious how wet the grass actually is.
Well, I think we'll see them air it up here pretty quite a bit tonight. Hopefully Delta will.
2x2, it's going to be a fake to the motion man Daggett.
Going to get some holding against University here, I think.
As getting
face mask, I'm being told by an esteemed citizen of the stands.
Held,
No, they did go home. All right, I got to talk to my contacts sitting by me here.
So the official score of the game tonight, the referee's Jerry Sheets, the umpire Jeremy Lancaster. Head linesman Tom Motz, the line judge is Jason McNutt, and the back judge is Rich Antonio. And, you know, there's an official shortage this year, Vaughn.
Yeah, there's a shortage everywhere. You can't even sit down in the dining room at McDonald's in Montrose.
I'm sure there's a story behind that.
Well, I'm sure there is, too.
One by one, tight left, two backs, and Getting will keep it again up the middle, and he didn't learn the first time, and Delta limits him to a yard. Well, they gave him a few more than one. It was about three. It'll be we'll call it 16 because of the penalty on first down. So one by one, tight left, wing pistol formation with the back behind Getty. There's the snap, and it's going to go to Cruz again. Cuts back inside, and it'll get just across the original line of scrimmage. This will be a third down coming up for the Bulldogs.
Picked up about six right there. He had a little room inside. I tell you, Delta doesn't give you room very, very often, and not for very long. They close the gap pretty fast.
This is a very stout defense. I believe they're probably going to finish top five in the state in 2A. Getting takes out of gun.
Drew about had his first pick right there.
Leads his receiver, Gabe Puga, just a bit too far. Delta with good coverage there. Nobody got to it. Incomplete pass and fourth down.
Gavin Brewer on the coverage. We got Connor Workman back to receive the punt. The electrifying Connor Workman.
Hey, It snaps low, well, bounces.
Hey, they got him. They got it. Landon Gray getting to it. They gave him a little skippy on the snap. The one hopper.
Hunter did a pretty good job getting that, and then Landon stuck him.
Yeah. So Delta starting with excellent field position here with this Modern Appliance Company first down.
That's a big play.
Yeah, it is indeed. Delta with the fourth down stop. Has some great momentum now as they start their drive. Brewer wide to the right. They're going to go 2x2 now with, I believe that's Carrillo in motion. It's going to be an end around to...
That's Landon.
Landon Clay, excuse me. And they'll gain 8 yards. It'll be second and two. Starters for Delta on the line, Brett Sanchez, Caleb Richmond, Sean Wyatt, Xavier Martinez, and Tucker Johnson. We'll get the rest of the starters here in just a second. Brett Leho wide to the right, Landon Clay inside him on the slot. It's going to be a give up the middle to Connor Workman. Xavier Martinez in a little bit of a shoving match with one of the Bulldog players as they regain their feet, but they quickly stepped away from each other.
X-Man will not back down. Tremendous kid.
But that game by Workman, it's another Modern Appliance Company first down. So first and 10 on the Delta 25. It's going to be a keeper.
Nice call.
Right side power by...
Oh, I think he might have
fumbled it.
Nope. No fumble on the play. Thought it might have squirted loose. He picked up about 8 or 9.
And he actually picked up more than that. It was a 12-yard gain. And Delta is inside the 5-yard line, first and goal. Gavin Brewer brings the play in from the sideline. Brewer will be wide to the right. Bynum's in the slot on the left side. Angel Romero outside of him. And another keeper, left side this time by Reed. He'll gain about 3, and it'll be second and goal from the 1. This is something Delta liked to do a lot of last year inside the 10-yard line and let their big, strong quarterback take the ball, 6'2", 185. He's like a running back down there.
He's quite a player for a 10th grader. He had a great freshman year.
He's going to follow his back and try to get to the end zone, and looks like the Bulldogs going to stop him just short, and it'll be third down. Looks like third and inches. As the line judge put his foot down to mark the ball just outside the goal line. 7:20 left here in the first quarter. Two wide to the right. One back to the right of Reed, and he stumbles forward.
He got
a touchdown. So Delta on the board first with a 1-yard carry by Reed. Reed again following his running back on the right side of that line. They opened up a nice little hole for him.
Good tough run.
You know, that type of offense or play is similar to I can't think of what it's called, where the running back lines up in the backfield.
A little wildcat.
Thank you, wildcat. Olivas with the extra point. And Delta now ahead 7-0 on the scoreboard. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner, Vaughn Mitchell back with you. And Delta on the board, 7-0 with 7:07 left in the first, courtesy of a one-yard scamper by Ty Reed.
And really courtesy of the field position they got from the mop snap slash sack by Landon Clay, gave him great field position.
Yeah, that didn't hurt either. Kickoff sponsored by Taco Time here, and it's going deep. It's going to be fielded at about the 5, and they're going to run a reverse coming toward the near side as number 21, Dylan stopped. And a nice return as the University Bulldogs will have their second possession here on their, looks like, own 30-yard line. Make a 25-yard line. So Delta's defense got to stop that first time out. We'll see what they can do here second time. 2x2 are the receivers. Wing to the left for the Bulldogs, getting in the gun. In motion is number 10, Daggett, right to left as he takes the ball in the end line. He's cut down from behind.
Landon Clay, beautiful tackle.
Limits Daggett only a couple of yards. It'll be, looks like, 2nd and 8.
Had the angle the entire way. You see Landon close, and that is one competitive child right there.
So two wide to the right. That pistol wing formation, tight left. Cruise the back behind getting. He'll shift his other back, Abrego, to his right from his left. It's a give up the middle, and he stopped.
Stacked off. Tucker J and Connor and Fallon Hewlett.
Cruz stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
We have got some tough kids. I'm telling you, Fallon's rodeo tough. Tucker made a little video for class the other day where he's benching 225 like it was Dixie Cups.
Mm.
And Connor's plenty tough. So you got some guys right up front there that just flat out are not going to be easy to gain anything against.
Well, you know, a lot of the kids on defense are returning starters this year. You know, the entire secondary returns. Tucker's out there, you know. A lot of good experience on this defensive side of the ball.
We got a little offsides there, my man. Gave him the little hard snap count, the Johnny Elway head bob.
Yeah. It's going to be Connor Stolzis called for the penalty, and now it'll be 3rd and short for the Bulldogs. With a less than 5.5 here to play in the first quarter. Strong side left, 1x1. The quarterback getting, going to keep it, put his head down, and I think he's going to have the first down by a couple of yards. Yep. So a Modern Appliance Company first down, and University will have the ball at their own 38-yard line. One by one, getting in the gun with the back to his left. Strong side left. He's going to take it on the keeper. Little power middle play. And he's going to gain, looks like, 6 yards.
Yeah, he picked up about 6. Xavier Martinez into the game now for Connor Stolzis. Only one pass attempt so far by University. That was on their last possession. So they're looking to keep it on the ground for sure. In a game like that, same with Delta, really nothing in the air. That's why we're looking at 4 minutes here left in the first already.
Yep. Trips right, one wide to the left. Getting in the gun with Cruz to his right. He'll take the snap. Little read option. Late give to Cruz, and the ball loose.
Recovered by Landon Clay.
Lando's all over the field tonight from that free safety position. He's a real ball hawk. So with the recovery, Delta is a Modern Appliance Company first down.
Right on the spot right there. right at midfield, about the 49 for the Panthers. Brewer out here near to us, Mark. I think we're going to get a delay of game. No, I got an illegal substitution, I think. He's given some long-winded explanation here. Coach Jay will give him a little what for.
It is an illegal substitution, and Coach Jay, of course, not pleased. So Brewer will be wide to the left. Damian Gallegos wide to the right. Out of the gun is Reed. He's going to give it to, and they're going to blow this play dead.
That's Eastside that he handed that to. I don't know what to call him here. There is no call. They just blew it dead pretty early there, Mark. That sounded like they were blowing the play dead.
Yeah. Carrillo did kind of stumble or slip as he got to the line. I'm wondering if you're saying his knee touched the ground when that happened. It didn't look like it from our vantage point.
No, I would be arguing for the putting in the instant replay right there.
2x2 and the give on the end around to Damian Gallegos. He's around the right side and
he got stuck. Third and long now for the Panthers. About 3 minutes left, Mark, here in the first.
So the generally it's the team that makes the fewest mistakes that will win a football game. We've obviously seen University make a couple here with the bad snap on the punt and the fumble, and Delta now with the penalty.
I think we'll see it get in the air here for the first time from the Panthers.
2x2, play action, Reed now rolling to his left. There's a flag, probably a hold, Reed looking, and then he'll just go out of bounds. He's tackled on the sideline, clearly out of bounds when he's brought down. No flag. I'm wondering if the officials are saying the tackle actually started in the field of play and they just kind of rode him out of bounds.
They called holding on Delta. It was declined, so we're looking at fourth down here. Punt team coming on. Looks like Jose's our punter as well. Taking all the kicking duties. The Johnny Cockcroft of our team.
Back to return for the Bulldogs is Cruz. It's a high end over end punt. Cruz has to back up. You'll field it at about the 20. Looking for a block, and he's going to be stacked up as he gets across the 25. He had a blocker there, but the reinforcements got there in a hurry, and it'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down for the Bulldogs.
Kyle Kincaid with the stick right there. Nice punt coverage. Special teams making his mark.
Bulldogs will have the ball on their own 30-yard line. They're moving left to right on your radio dial.
Stout defense again. That's what we look at every day, every year for the Panthers. Really, when you think about it, the best I've seen though was that Brandon Butler, Gage Lockhart, D.
That
of
state,
a few
that state championship run, I believe, is the one you're
that
talking about.
That was a wonderful defense.
Yes,
man.
It was.
Nobody even scored on those kids till late in the season.
Yep.
Airing it off here, Bud. Brewer on the coverage.
D.
Oh, he dropped it.
Complete. The receiver.
Paxton Daggett
had a
step.
Yeah,
he had a step on Brewer, and it went in his hands, and he lost it.
So the Bulldogs looking for the deep ball here with 2:19 left in the first.
Well, that showed that they can air it out right there. That pass is on the money.
2x2 now for the Bulldogs. Getting will be in the gun.
Getting 6'5".
Daggett in motion. Going to fake the end around and getting going to keep it. He'll be stacked up as Clay Sandridge hanging onto a leg there like it was the last chicken leg at KFC. And then Tucker and Connor Workman came in and finished him off. So after a gain of 3, it'll be 3rd and 7. Again, 2x2, getting in the gun with Cruz to his right. The pitch, it's going to be a quick slant, and it's going to be short of the marker. Good coverage right there. Isai Carrillo. So, pass was complete to Backley, but about 4th and 3 from the 37. Yep. Brought down before he could get to the marker, and now the Bulldogs going to punt, Workman back to return. The snap a little better for the Bulldogs, and there's going to be they hit the punter. That's going to be roughing the kicker. And Workman, there's another flag down on Delta's end. Workman turning on the jet. He is up the right sideline. He's brought down. This is coming back, unfortunately. Too bad. I think we're going to have 2 penalties on the play. The more tragic of the 2 is going to be roughing the punter because that's going to give them the ball back. I think the other was a clip up here. Nonetheless, a great run by number 4, Connor Workman. That was about a 65-yard run back. Got it to the 3-yard line, but didn't get to the house. We'll make sure we mention that at school on Monday.
It's like we have an injured Bulldog.
That's the punter. He got up.
Yeah.
He got up, got on his horse, and went over and made a difference.
Yeah, because he's the one that made the tackle.
Yeah. That's all right. I kind of like that heart right there. Time to hurt later.
I think it's later.
I think it's later. I think he wanted it to be now, but he got up. There might have been a coach's voice in his ear like, you better make a play, and he did. Well, they went with not a long drop back for that. I don't want to call it a quick snap. I mean, they knew it was coming, but he was only about 8 yards deep on the punt. So, I mean, this is you're going to have an angle to try to take that punt out. He's up and at him. He's up and walking. He looks like he's doing all right.
So Delta leads 7-0 here. It was about 52 seconds left in the first quarter. And they're going to say the penalty's offset.
I think they might have called a hold on University on the punt. This is, I think,
he's getting ready.
We'll see. I don't know. Okay, it was.
So they didn't call the roughing. They called the 5-yard variety of running into the punter.
Yeah.
It was still a modern appliance company first down, but Bulldogs come to the line. They'll line up 1x1. Getting in the gun with a bat to each side. He'll take the snap. He's going to look for a hole at the middle.
Found one.
Yes, he did, and it'll be a gain of 5.
Defensive battle here tonight, bud. Field position is going to matter a lot in this game. Rippy Lockhart coming in right there for 81, the one and only Easton Bear. 81 reasons to be a fan.
Too wide to the right. Pistol formation, give to Cruz.
He's crafty. He picked up about 10 right there.
And the Modern Appliance Company first down.
Little scat back. He's kind of like Barry Sanders.
So that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Delta leads 7-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, drainers, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner, Ron Mitchell back with you. And first and 10 from the 42 for the Bulldogs. The line up too wide to the left as Delta will now defend the south end of the field.
Oh, a little screen pass, Mark. Nice stick by Isai Carrillo. E. Caramba. Putting the stick on right there.
Yep,
great
Isai.
Kid.
Isai did not get sucked in there and limited it to a 2-yard gain.
East side, strong side right there, man.
Bulldogs to the line, one wide. They're actually going to go 2x2 once again.
I'm shocked they don't let this kid pass
the right. They actually might have three wide receivers on that right side. Is getting now sends Tejeda to in motion. He'll take it on the end of the end around, moving left to right, and he's brought down before the marker. He gets to the Delta 40, make it 35-yard line, and it'll be 3rd and 3.
Connor Workman on the tackle right there. I'm surprised they haven't thrown the ball more with this kid. He can see above everybody else. He's a big old kid. 6'5", 215 by the program, which probably means he's about 6'2", 190.
1x1 for the Bulldog, getting with the back to his right in the gun. There's the snap. It's a little high. He pulls it down. Now he's rolling to his right.
Got him.
They're going to stack him up. Might be a loss of one. And Delta gets the stop. It's now 4th and 3. No gain on that play. And the grill's smelling pretty tasty right now, Vaughn.
It looks like they're burning something, Mark.
I would be willing to guess it's a cow, but
nonetheless, it does smell tasty. I agree with you there. A little burnt flesh. That'll be all right.
So it looks like the Bulldogs going to go for it with
great
the ball on the Delta 35-yard line. 1x1 back on either side of Getting, who's in the gun. There's a snap. He's going to try to go up the middle. Finds the seam. Now breaks it outside. Got some room to run.
Tough kid. Mark.
Finally brought down by Rylan Bynum. Tripped up by, I think, Clay back there.
Landon got a hand on him or a finger on him, tripped him up, and then Rylan finished it off, but not before he got the first down. Delta with just 2 possessions in this game so far.
Yep.
I mean, this thing is moving right along. 9:30 left here in the second quarter, 7-0. University driving.
Both teams really just grinding it out on the ground.
I'm not sure
if that's, you know, has to do with the weather, if that's just the game plan, you know.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful weather.
2x2. Back to the right of Getting. Daggett in motion.
They're having
to take it to him, and Getting's going to keep it up the middle.
Talon Hewlett with the tackle right there. They're having some interchange problems there. That was almost another fumbled snap.
Well, and, you know, like I said, the grass was possibly wet at the start of the game, but by this point I would have imagined it had dried out already. And you know, I know the officials try to do a good job of keeping the ball dry. 2nd and 5 for the Bulldogs as they go 2x2 back to the right of Getting. He's in the gun. Snap, quick look to the right. It's a little bubble screen out there. And
first down.
Modern Appliance Company first down, as you said. Brewer with the tackle.
They could still get a first down mark. It looks like it's first and 10 from about the 11, maybe about the 14-yard line here.
So they're going to have three wide receivers to the left. That one on the inside is close to the line, almost tight end. Again, a run up the middle by Getting. And looks like no gain. It'll be second and 10.
As my friend Huntley Hamilton would say, nothing doing right there. Connor, Esai, Tucker J, clogging it up right there.
Well, as you and I both know, it all starts there on the line of scrimmage in the trenches, and whoever can control that line of scrimmage generally has the better luck. Too wide to the right. It's that wing pistol formation with a back to the right and behind the quarterback Getting. Now Daggett in motion, and looks like Cruz is going to get it up the middle. He'll be stacked up after about a gain of two.
Tucker J again, Ethan Bear on that play, and Talon Hewlett. We can see who the guys are going to be on defense here already. I tell you, they've already shown themselves. People that have been craving contact for about 3 weeks, they're glad to be hitting somebody in a different color climate.
Absolutely.
They had Montrose last week in a scrimmage, but this is the first game action. So nobody happier for that than the players.
Third and 9 now. 2x2. Getting in the gun. Back to the right. Daggett in motion. Left to right out of that left slot. It's a pass. Going to be a slant, and it is
dropped,
intended for number 9, Christian Gladden, and it was a little high. He went up to get it, and it bounced off his hand.
4th and 9 here, Mark. They could get a first down inside the 4.
Looks like they're changing personnel. It looks like they're going to kick.
Yeah, boy, let's take a look at this. This is a tiny little person.
It's Avery Sir is his name, number 23. He's all of 5'5", 140. No kicks up, and it's no good. So Delta going to take over on downs right there.
So the 26-yarder was short.
Yep. We'll take a quick break on this turnover on downs. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back. Delta got a 3-yard gain out of a pitch option to the right. To Esai Carrillo. So it'll be second down. So Brett Leho going to be wide to the left. Damian Gallegos inside as Delta goes trips left. Reed rolls that way. It's a pass.
Nice pass. Wyler Bynum with the catch. He's breaking loose down that sideline. Nice pass by Reed.
Looks like there is a flag. You know, I was watching Ty warming up, and he was hitting the deep ball as well. And, you know, his accuracy is right there. And, you know, a great job by Bynum to just pluck that out of the air.
Ty's a top-notch kid, too.
Like, Esai is being looked at by the trainers on the sideline with an injury down there. I'll have to keep an eye on that. So Delta might be
they called a hold on that pass. So negating the play.
Well, the hold actually took place
on the catch.
on the catch, so Delta will have a Modern Appliance Company first down. So it ends up being a spot foul because it happened after the catch. And Delta may have caught a break on that one. Panthers to the line. Career wide to the left as they line up three wide on the right. And now he'll send his back workman, and it'll be a fifth receiver on that side that ends up opening a huge hole.
Nice.
He's at the 40. He's going to be brought down from behind as he crosses the 35-yard line. You know, sending workman and in motion out of the backfield to the left side out there in the slot next to Brewer actually cleared the middle of the field for Reed to scamper. Good game for the Delta Panthers there.
Nice call. I think he got a good block along the way by Clay Sandridge there that helped him crack outside. Nice run by Ty. Think about that, Mark. This kid's going to be a four-year starter if he stays healthy and everything, and he can run the football like that. He's a great passer. He's a poised kid. Oh, Connor got stacked there for a loss of five right on the handoff.
Yeah, the snap was bobbled a little bit, and it hurt the exchange. And somebody came blasting right through the line for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, lost three.
So it'll be second and 13 for the Panthers.
Got Brett Leho, Clay Sanders coming into the game for the Panthers.
Leho will be wide to the right. And Gallegos wide to the left as they line up two and a timeout by Delta. And we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner, Vaughn Mitchell back with you at Panthers Stadium as Delta calls a timeout. The coaching staff did not care for the way the Panthers were lined up there, so they'll get everything straight. They'll send Leho wide to the left as they will go trips left. Tight end on the right side, that's Sandridge. Back to the right of Reed. That back is in motion. That is Workman.
Got Reed Blitzer.
From Clay Sandridge. Sandridge. Okay.
He thought it was pro rules, Mark. Nobody touched him. He made a great catch.
And that's what I was saying, a teardrop pass by Reed, who had a defender in his face, what poised by the sophomore quarterback. And
I hope your microphones have some built-in compressors here. Otherwise, the folks at home, I just gave them more volume than they need on that. That was a beautiful catch by Clay. What do we got there, about a 30-yard pickup?
Yep, and it'll be first and goal for the Panthers on the Modern Appliance Company first down. Delta's got the ball on the 5-yard line. Brewer wide to the left. I think that's Gallegos wide to the right. Reed going to keep it
in there
in the end zone. 5-yard run. Little power right. And Delta has their second touchdown of the game.
They're icing up Eastside here. It looks like he might have a shoulder issue. That doesn't look good.
Nope. That means... I would imagine Connor Workman will have the majority of the running back duties for the rest of the game. Snaps low, but it's up. And the kick is good by Olivas. And Delta lead 14-0 with 4:15 left in the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Tacos 9 was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Tacos 9 uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Panthers Stadium, I'm Mark Cantor, and he's Von Mitchell, and Delta leads 14-0.
You know, Mark, I'm not sure that we expected to jump out like this. I mean, that's what you're shooting for certain, but University was such a regarded team coming in, and I'm sure that's for good reason. I mean, this quarterback's an impressive kid, but being in the driver's seat like this, that's good news. 14-0 Panthers. The scoreboard has malfunctioned, ladies and gentlemen, but we believe it's somewhere under 4 minutes here left. 4:15, if that's correct. 4:15, Panthers up 14-0. We got a good kicking game this year. I mean, Jose can knock that thing in from distance.
He can boot it for sure. Delta's good. Delta's solid. You know, like I mentioned in the pregame, they're ranked second in the state in 2A, and there's a reason for that, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, there were questions on the offensive and defensive line, just having to, you know, put some new starters out there, but I think they've definitely worked out some of those kinks. It's a high end-over-end kick. It's dropping fast. That got up there, and then Cruz fielded it, and he's going to be drugged down from behind.
Big run back there, 35-yard line.
But that ball was up there, and it died.
He did. He hit wedge right there and knocked it a little high.
Well, a modern appliance company first down for the Bulldogs on the Bulldog 35. The kickoff brought to you by Taco Time. Bulldogs come to the line. They'll have two wide to the left and two wide to the right. Wing to the left and getting out of the gun. Three-step drop. Looking. He's in trouble. Escape evade. Now he'll roll to his left. He's trying to get some positive yardage, and he'll get about 11, I think, before he steps out of bounds. Even more than that, it looks like. That'll be a gain of
about 14.
14, and
stiff arm, poor Alex Ward, bless his heart, right to the dirt right there, and clacked a couple other guys before he was finished. He's a big kid.
He is. Bynum, Ryland, the tackle. So, two wide to the right, one to the left. Wing on the right side now. Back to the left, getting in the gun. And he'll switch sides. That's Alexander Molina, the running back. Three-step drop for getting. Looks right under pressure. Now rolling to his right, looking on a slant up in the middle of the field as the receiver is complete. That is going to be Paxton Daggett. And he will be forced out of bounds, but not before a huge gain, but a 45-yard gain as the Bulldogs will have the ball all the way down to the Delta 10.
I think the pace of this game and Delta jumping out like this, Mark, has forced University's hand really into their strength because this quarterback is something special. He scrambled around right there and then found Daggett cutting to the inside, hit him across the middle, and he took care of the rest. They called him out of bounds at about the 10 for the goal.
One by one, back on either side of getting now. He'll take the snap, and he's going to run on the power up the middle.
Delta's got that game. They have the running game stumped.
Yep.
I think he was putting that kid back and passing with him is their strength.
David Cherry, great run.
So coming up at halftime, we've got 3:20 left. In the first half, at halftime, I have an interview with golfer Derek Boyd. He and I sat down this week for a chat as the Bulldogs are 2x2 with a wing on the right, getting all by himself in the backfield in the gun, and it's going to be a give to Daggett on the
landing play.
Coming through like a dart. They strung him out. He couldn't find the lane, and they were finally able to bring him down. As I was saying, I'll talk with golfer Derek Roy here at the stadium. You know, the Panther Pride Marching Band will make their first appearance of the season here.
I'll talk to
Look forward to that. The clock runs 2:40 left in the first half as the Bulldogs will line up 2x2 back to the left of getting third and goal. And timeout going to be called by the Bulldogs. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax, or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Touch faces to Nikki at the Sunflower Room to help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner, Vaughn Mitchell back with you here. As Delta leads 14-0 with 2:28 left in the first half. Bulldogs come out of the timeout, 2x2 back to the right of getting third and goal. Man in motion. Now he'll go in behind the quarterback. Get into step drop pass on the left side. It'll be
completed
at the goal line.
Oh, they called it incomplete. Dropped it. That ball was on the money. That's on the receiver right there.
So, getting definitely an accurate passer. He's, you know, pretty much been on the money with every pass he's thrown tonight.
He's their player, Mark. There's no doubt about it. He's their player.
So, it'll be fourth down and goal, and Bulldog's going to go for it here. Yep, I think at this point in the game, they almost passed him down 14-0. You know, I look for them to pass here.
Well, their little guy left it short from 26 last time, so I don't think they have a lot of confidence in the kick.
2x2, getting in the gun, back to his left. There's the snap, and it's good. Getting was not ready for the snap. It bounced off his chest, and Delta, whether they recovered it or not, it's going to be Panther football with a Modern Appliance Company first down.
Snap confusion there, Mark. There's no way that was the count that the QB gave, unless he forgot it. I mean, I'm not saying that can't happen, but he got drilled right in the chest right there, bounced off him like a pinball. Callum Hewlett with the pickup.
Bulldog head coach Casey Doss not happy on their sideline at all.
I don't blame him. That's really their third or their second mistake just with the snap, if you want to call it. I mean, there's probably been more than that, but they've had that on the punt and then on that one right there, both of them resulting in turnover on downs.
Yeah, and to leave points on the board if you're the Bulldogs like that against the stout Delta defense, you just can't do that.
Well, they just don't feel like they can kick it, I don't think, Mark, if their kicker's leaving it short from 26.
Workman gets it up the middle, and he's going to carry the pile. 11 yards from Connor, and it's a Modern Appliance Company first down.
Connor banging people like Walter Payton right there. Look good. Here's the thing, Mark. I'm always into clock management and how they score with 2:13 left or getting close to 2. If Hulta punches this one in, they go up 3 scores, and guess who gets the second half kick?
Yep.
We do.
We do.
Nothing they can say about that, so I'd like to see him do it.
Delta lines up 2 to the right, and it's going to be that pitch option to the right side of Workman. Workman stays inbound, keeps his feet moving, and that's going to be another Modern Appliance Company first down. Gain of 16 for Connor. You know, and this is something I talked to Coach Johnson about in our interview this week is, you know, both Isai Carrillo and Connor Workman, speedy guys, real fast guys. And you get them on the edge, on the outside, they turn that corner, and they can really turn it upfield.
Connor's a banger, though. Dude, that's a strong, stout kid. He craves a little contact. He's not running out of bounds. Long live Johnny Ponce. There he is again. They're feeding him the rock.
Yep. And he's just fighting for yardage. He'll gain 3. He's a little slow to get up. I think he might be a little tired. He's had it 3 straight 3 straight carries with a 40 yards of
yeah.
game. 60 seconds left here at Panther Stadium in the first half. Two wide to the right, one to the left. That's Romero.
Rollout pass. Uh-oh, he's Grant Darkin in there.
He's going to be dropped with a big loss.
Yeah.
Reed rolls to his left. You know, and that's tough if you're a right-handed quarterback like Ty is. You're rolling, you know, against your throwing arm and,
Well, I'm amazed that he held onto the ball because he had it in the one ready to pass it. So it was amazing that he held onto it right there. I get a little concerned when I saw the knees fold up. I'm like, I mean, too many, memories of that happening to Nolan Bynum down in Salida.
Take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on the Sports Online.
Maine and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Canter, Von Mitchell back with you as Delta lines up. Looks like two wide to the right, one to the left, and it's going to be a give to Workman. He's trying to find a hole, and he does. Cuts it back inside. And
he's running hard.
Gain of five, but it'll be fourth and long for Delta. And I'm sure they're going to punch here.
University calling a timeout. They want the possession back. See if they can do something with it. Ball at the 44-yard line. We'll see what kind of leg Jose's got here.
So we'll see if the Bulldogs try a little trickery. We saw them try to run a reverse on the kickoff after Delta's first touchdown. We'll see if they attempt something similar here. If they just allow Cruz to return it. A high end over end punt, and it's going to the left.
Nice hop.
Going to have to pick it up, and he's going to be wrapped up there inside the 15-yard line.
Angel of the morning, Romero, with the stick. Nice punt there. Got about a 45-yard net right there, and Angel stuck him where he picked it up. The ball started to roll. Cruz picked it up, and Angel put him down right there. Ball's on the 15, University 15-yard line here. We'll see what they do. 25 seconds left, Mark.
Bulldogs will come to the line. Looks like they're going to go two wide to the left, two wide to the right, and a wing on the left side, getting in the gun by himself. And a
calling timeout.
Timeout going to be called by Deltas. They want to make sure they have the defense right. They don't want to get beat deep here late in the first half. Actually, it's University calling the timeout.
Coach Jesse Kindig out there talking to his defense. Coach Dick, too. They're both making sure, going over the details.
So, you know, it looked like with the formation that the Bulldogs had, they were going to have five receivers, you know, out in patterns there. So, and we've seen Geddes tonight hit his receivers in stride. So
I would not see him go deep on this play, but I think we'll have a few people backing up, a little bit more of a prevent look.
Thank you.
This kid can throw it.
So that same formation, essentially a five receiver set, Geddes, quick drop. Gets it complete on the left side to Backley. he'll be stopped before the marker. And
Ryland Bynum with the play.
It is.
And Alex Ward, large cash award.
It's going to be a Modern Appliance Company first down. They'll start the clock after they move the sticks. And now, two-step drop over the middle. It's going to be in complete to the receiver, Gladden.
Ooh. He heard footsteps. He heard the footsteps right there. Landon Clay coming up like Zach Tatum.
Yeah, that one hit him in his hand. He really should have had it. And if you're getting, you've got to be a little frustrated with your receiver that time.
He was not watching the ball at all. Nine seconds left, Mark. I'd look for him to take a knee here. If they throw this, I would be surprised. But we'll see.
Well, it's the same formation.
I've been wrong
right
before.
Right to the left, getting in the gun. Takes the snap, three-step drop. He's going to go deep, and it is incomplete. He overthrew his receiver, and the clock will stop with 4.5 seconds left.
Third down. 4 seconds left.
So the Bulldogs not afraid to go for the home run here to close out the first half of play. Like they're going to line up three receivers on the left side this time, two on the right, getting out of the gun. Three-man rush for the Panthers. Getting is going to hit his receiver over the middle. And he will be tackled as he crosses the 45. That was Daggett. But Delta makes the stop, and that's the end, an anticlimactic end to the first half.
35-yard pickup, but they just had so far to go.
Yeah. So here at halftime, Delta leads 14-0. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the interview with Derek Boyd. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Ace is the place for the help for hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife Cafe in Delta. Fife Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife Cafe, where Delta County eats.
We're here with Derek Boyd from the Varsity Boys Golf Team. And Derek, how's your season been going?
It's been going pretty well. I think we've been getting quite a bit better as the season goes on. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you and I were just talking that the season's, I mean, almost over. You know, you guys start beginning middle of August. And, you know, how many tournaments do you guys end up playing in generally?
Generally about 7.
Okay.
A little more than 7.
And then you get, you know, districts and regionals and
yeah,
so it kind of extends the season.
there. Personally, how's your season going?
It's going all right. I think I've had a couple of really good tournaments and a couple of not so good tournaments, but I think it's averaged out to be pretty good season.
Pretty good season. Okay, very good. Tell us about the last tournament you played in.
Yep. So at Booklist, we brought five guys. We went up there. Really nice place. Really enjoyed it. Shot a 92. Daniel shot an 89, which was really nice. Some of our best scores this season up there.
Very good.
And that was a lot of fun.
Now you're a senior, junior?
I'm a junior.
Junior. Okay. Do you have, you know, obviously you have 1 year left of college or 1 year left of high school. Do you have any sense of where you want to go to college, if you want to play golf in college? Do you have any sense about your future yet?
Not necessarily as far as golf goes. I don't really know. If my golf game really starts clicking, I think I could see a future there, but for now it's just kind of a fun thing that I'm pretty good at.
Okay, very good. So, you've got, is it Vail Mountain coming up next? Is that where you guys play next?
I think we have Cobble Creek.
Got Cobble Creek. Okay. So, you play at Cobble Creek next. Have you ever played Cobble Creek?
I have. Yeah, last 2 years.
Okay. How do you feel about that course? Is it difficult? Is it challenging? Is it, I've never played Cobble Creek myself.
It's decently challenging. There's a lot of obstacles on it, a lot of water and houses you have to avoid, but it's another one of those really fun courses that's just kind of, nice and short and you really get to focus on some of the finer parts of the game.
Great. Yeah, I've never understood living on a golf course really myself. I would, think that the homeowner's insurance on that might be a little high if they, you know, the insurance company knew you were living on a golf course and the risks that that are there, especially if it's somebody like me playing golf.
Yeah.
But, other than Devil's Thumb, of course, what are some of your favorite courses to play?
We went up and played Adobe earlier in the year, and that course was really fun up in Fruita, nice and open. And then I'd say Cobble coming up is probably one of my favorite courses. It's just really nice and never too hot, not too hard to walk, so that's good. Always nice.
Yeah, and during the tournament, you guys all walk. You didn't get carts, do you?
No carts. I wish.
I think it's the same way for the PGA players as well. They all have to walk.
They play a couple more holes, so.
Yeah. So, and they have caddies. You guys don't get caddies, so. The luxuries of being a professional, right? So, appreciate your time, and good luck moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machining Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stain glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner and Von Mitchell back with you here at halftime. And Von, it was a pretty dominant first half by the Panthers. Both teams made some mistakes. Delta leads 14-0. And, you know, Delta was able to capitalize on the mistakes by University.
Right, because University mistakes were more expensive, no doubt about it. I'll give a shout-out to Landon Clay, 5 tackles in the first half, had a fumble recovery, and whatever you want to call that when he covered the punter on the snap mistake that University had right there, which led to our first touchdown. So great job by Landon. And then Tyree, man, 6 carries. I got it. This is unofficial, of course.
Of course.
All right. 6 carries, 61 yards. He's got 2 scores on the ground, both of Delta's touchdowns right there. And he's aired it out a couple times. Nice passes. He's 2 for 2. I've got him 2 for 2 for 45 yards. Clay Sandridge with the 130-yard reception. So Tyree's got his hand in everything successful that the Panthers are doing on offense. And they're getting so many contributions on defense. I give the shout-out to Landon Clay, but the truth is Tucker and Connor Workman and Talon Hewlett probably have at least 5 tackles apiece. You'll have to wait till you see the coach stat on that one. There you go, man.
Eastside Carrillo did get banged up a little bit. Looks like banged up his shoulder. I'm not sure we're going to see him for the rest of the night. And that means Connor Workman's going to have the running back duties pretty much on his own. We'll see how that works into the game plan. But
this is a 2-versus-5 game, and the truth is we just have a lot of weapons.
Yep.
I mean, they can hand the ball to Damian. You got Connor. You got Clay Sandridge has even carried the ball before. You got Ty, who's got the leading them in carries. Landon Clay had 8 yards on one of their first carries. So, I mean, there's tons of people. Brett Leho could carry it. Delta's got some guys.
Well, and I think the biggest difference really here is with Delta being such a young team last year, they've returned a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids are back, and University actually lost quite a bit to graduation.
Right. Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's the difference right now is just that game experience.
Coach is reloading every year here at Delta. They have a great weight program. And he's done a fantastic job. He's made it look easy because it's not. It's not that easy to be what they are every single year. They are so good on defense every single year. It's like a staple. It's like crackers or bread in the diet. I mean, they hang their hat on defense. And then offensively, Coach Jay took the reins back a couple years ago, started calling the plays, and he's brought Ty along slowly. But, I mean, look at some of the play calls they had tonight. They had on that one when they ran in motion, and then they ran tied back, kind of a quarterback draw back against the grain. He ended up busting loose for about 30, 35 yards on that. So play calls are right on. They've got the talent, and they got some good young kids coming up again. Our freshman class has some good kids. So
I had somebody ask me today, you know, what it was about Ben that why I think he's so successful year in and year out. And a lot of it, I think, is the way he motivates his players to get the best out of them.
I don't doubt that at all. I think we have the talent in our building plays football. And the peer pressure is such that kids want to play. They don't want to let their buddies down. And so they come out and it's just, he's grown the culture into a place where it's just kind of expected. Like, we're going to be good. You're not hoping to just make it through like we're pretty thin this year and that kind of thing. They've been thick for a while, and that's his leadership. Brian Winnington had a lot to do with that and building it too, as they did, but it's under Ben's leadership. He's got a great staff. I mean, there are a lot of guys on that staff that are my friends, and they are just high-quality people. So when you start talking about Matt Hamm, Luis Meza, and the young guys, they got Matt Connell out here, a 2009 DHS graduate, Pablo Payan, Jesse Kindig, who's been coaching with them now, I think, for 8 or 9 years. So they're a tight staff. They do a lot of stuff together. The chemistry is such that, you know, they're people that like to be around each other, and they do a great job, and you can see it. So I'm proud of them. I think it's one of the great things. This being my hometown, I love seeing us be good at football. I love seeing us be good at everything. I'm a little bit partial to basketball. That's just in my blood. But I'm telling you, it's good to see Delta be like this. And they scheduled this game. This is a 2-5, and I know University wanted to play him. We're in a real different league now. I mean, we're going to play Salida and Pagosa and Cortez.
We're in what Chaff is calling League 5. It's
actually
the old Southwestern League. We replaced Alamosa who moved into a different league. But, yeah, we're not playing any of those Western
slope teams anymore. We do have Rifle, obviously,
right,
so that's a non-conference game.
And we got Palo, which will be that too. But to a guy of my generation, Southwestern League needs a whole different thing to that. So that we're in that is a whole other story. But other than that, I don't know how many teams would really want to play Delta year in, year out, because they're just good. They're strong. He gets them in the weight room. These guys, I could tell you, Tuck had a little video of himself lifting this last week. I'm like, this kid's throwing it up like it's the NFL Combine. He's a strong kid. And we've had those Gus Butler last year, Gates Lockhart, Hossie Garcia, man. I mean, we have had some linemen. And it's funny because they're kind of like the Hogs, the old Hogs of the Washington Redskins. Or even better yet, like the Broncos when they were great with Terrell Davis and all those kind of silent offensive linemen teams. We have guys that year in, year out just do it.
It's interesting you should mention that one person that both of those teams actually, you know, had in common was Mark Schlereth.
Right.
You know, he's now a broadcaster himself.
Well, 15 knee surgeries later might do that to you.
There's a reason he's now a broadcaster.
That's not for us, though, man. I haven't had them. There's so far knees are hanging in there, so I have to say.
Thanks. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get ready for the second half. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Safety believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Kenner, Vaughn Mitchell, back with you as the Panthers coming out for second half warm-ups, getting a little thunderstruck. And, you know, the conversation we were having there at during halftime was, you know, What makes this Panthers team good year after year? And, you know, we sing the praises of Ben Johnson, and it's just, you know, it's one of those teams, and I don't like the comparison, but it is similar to what Alabama does in college, you know, where they don't, you know, they reload.
Absolutely.
They don't rebuild, they reload.
And we have kids coming up that want to play. I'm sure Coach Jay would like to start adding rings to his fingers like Saban is. But,
you know, one kid
he's done some of that.
You know, who's a great talent is Rip Lockhart.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously his older brother Gage was a star here, standout here at Delta. Gage now pitching at Brown University. You know, Rip, in my opinion, could very well, he's not a starter this year, but he's kind of a starter in waiting, in my opinion. He's got that talent. He's got that potential that he's just waiting in the wings, waiting for his opportunity.
Right.
I mean, a ton of other kids that are in that same boat.
And that's the good thing, Mark, because you have competition. You're not just leaning on some young kid that's in over his head.
Yo,
so they get a chance to grow up. They can play some JV and get better and get stronger. And have some success against people that are a little more their level, and then by the time they turn into a junior or senior, man, they're flaunching at the bit. And that's, I mean, on this team, and that's why you can't even crown a kid. Even Ty, you know, he comes in, he starts starting as a freshman, and look, I don't think the starting job's in danger, but there's competition at every spot for these guys. And that makes the whole team better. Oh, if they do that with the right attitude, if kids will learn how to compete like crazy and in practice and then come out and support their teammates, you can have some great team chemistry. And I know these guys, they have that. Year in, year out, you have some kids that care about each other. So that's the good stuff.
The Bulldogs here with the second half kickoff brought to you by Taco Shine. Damian Gallegos back to return for the Panthers. Delta leads 14-0 as we start the second half.
Oh, he,
so this
out of bounds, Clark.
It's going to go out of bounds. Delta's going to have this with great field position.
Little duck hook right there.
Starts at the, I believe it's the 35, is it not?
35-ish, I believe. Yep. Yeah, he puts a little snap on that one.
So the kicking game, not a strong suit for the University Bulldogs.
No.
They have not been successful with it at all tonight.
No, that's going to have to give you some concerns. Kicker shortage, referee shortage, shortage in the dining room in Montrose. McDonald's.
You're going to have to tell me about
Mark, that. I just went there. It's been a while now. I mean, we were in the throes of COVID, but it just seems like everywhere you go, there's a shortage of something.
Delta has trips to the right. The receiver, Workman in motion out of the backfield, and now Reed up the middle. He'll gain about 3. It's that play they had success with in the first half where they sent Workman out of the backfield into the wide left position, and Reed took the snap, went up the middle. He had a 45-yard gain in the first half. This one, not so much.
Connor's got to watch that. I feel like he's turning upfield a little bit early. I think he's doing it on timing versus listening to the snap count. They're going to get him for illegal forward motion if he doesn't watch that.
Two wide to the right, one to the left. It's going to be a give up the middle to Workman.
Connor scampering. Looks like he got about another 4.
You know, Connor,
he's got 35 yards mark on 7 carries here.
Yeah, he's just built like a running back. He's, you know, 5'10", 160. He's got speed to him, but he's also got that
he's stout. He's got a
tough nose.
Yeah,
you know,
stout's got a great work ethic, and his brother beat him up for a while. You know, when you got an older brother that you got to gain extra yardage against, that'll make you a little tougher.
The Delta looks like they're going to break the huddle now, go back into the huddle. 3rd and 3.
Confusion.
Gallegos is now wide to the right.
Going to get a delay.
He's going to take it. Now he takes it on the power on the right side. Finds the seam up the middle, and that's a Modern Appliance Company first down.
That's great, Mark, because I think they were in the last 2 seconds of the play clock right there.
For as much confusion as there was to get that positive of a play out of it, good for them. So the ball is at the Delta 40. Actually make it right at midfield. 1st and 10. Want to welcome, the national anthem tonight was sung by the women's choir here at Delta, and they're now under the direction of Thomas Neal.
Great to have Thomas on staff with us.
1 by 1, wing to the right side, Reed, play action now, little out pattern to Workman on the right, going to break a tackle, now up the right sideline, nice little gain there, close to 16 yards for Workman, and that'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down for the Panthers. 9:42 left in the third quarter, Delta still leads 14-0.
And they keep grinding the clock. I think that's just so crucial when you got a lead like this, especially against a good team. Just keeping the chains moving, keeping the clock moving.
So Delta taking a little while in the huddle now. Now they'll break. Trips left. Brewers wide to the left. Bynum's on that side too.
Reed rolling to that side. It'll be complete on the left side. Two Bynum stays in bounds. Forced out by number four, Marcus Loma. But that's another big game for the Panthers and the Modern Appliance Company first down. Well, it looks like Delta will have the ball on the Bulldog 14 and ended up out of bounds, stopped the clock, but it was a great run by Ryan and broke that first tackle. Too wide to the right, Burr wide to the left, and gives right up the middle to Workman. He'll gain, I think, four, and it'll be second and six for the Panthers. And this is definitely, you know, the way you want to start the second half here if you're Delta, you know. You lead, and it looks like the scoreboard's malfunctioning once again. And the officials will call a timeout now for that. But the Panthers, you know, take the second half kickoff already up 14-0, you know, pretty much force their way down the field with a couple of big pass plays. And, you know, they're in the red zone now in scoring position. And, you know, to go up three scores here, which it'll be roughly halfway through the third quarter of play, you know, you got to be fitting pretty good, especially with the way your defense has been playing.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And I think you'll see a shift in game plan. But we'll see. I mean, this QB from University is a dangerous kid. I don't know that the rest of his teammates are up to his caliber with the drops that we've seen from his receiver core, but he would have my respect full time, and they could score quickly. I mean, he can easily throw that thing down the field. So, looks like we're going to go. That's good. We ought to be able to do this thing manually. We all have a good education around here. We can get it done.
Three wide to the left, two to the right. Reed in the shotgun by himself.
Come on, Mr. Official. Let's play ball.
And
these guys got to quit.
There we go.
Yeah, quit waiting for the light bill.
And in motion, it's going to be Workman, and Reed's going to keep it after the fake handoff, and he will cross the goal line. Nope. Sorry. He'll be at the, looks like, 2-yard line. That'll make it first and goal. And I look for them to give the ball to Reed one more time.
I do too, Mark. I think they'll let him punch it in for his third score of the night. What a great game he's playing.
And Ty's just such a great kid, very down to earth, very humble, and, you know, just loves playing football. He'll be up the middle, and no signal yet. I think he's going to be short, maybe yard. So he's second and goal for Delta.
Yes, he is a great kid. He's the grandson of Chuck and Rhonda Vincent. Chuck and my dad used to work together here in Delta, so fond of that family.
Too wide to the right. Wing on that side. Tight left. And Reed one more time.
There it is. Put him up.
Touchdown.
Third score, Mark. Delta's up 20-0. It's an estimate for the time left, but I'm thinking there's around six left. What do you think?
Sounds about right. Might be just slightly more, but so, timeout being called by the officials, maybe, or I'm not sure what's going on.
No.
The clock, the scoreboard malfunction seems to have the officials really discombobulated down there. But Revis's kick is good, and Delta leads 21-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Now.
Mark Cantor and Vaughn Mitchell back with you at Panthers Stadium. Delta now leads 21-0. And we're estimating roughly around 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
It's like soccer, where you don't know how much time's left. There's that makeup time.
Right.
I always ask kids to explain that. Like, you never really know. You know, the officials know. Let's hope that's the case.
I've done
8:05, there it is, buddy.
It's back up there. Very nice.
The time has made an apparent.
We were slightly off, but
it was an estimate.
It was an estimate, yeah. So Delta ready for the Taco Time kickoff.
Ooh, nice boot.
Yeah, it's going to go deep into the end zone and through. So Levis gets the touchback, and
nice punch on that kick.
You know, very few teams returned it against Jose last year.
We've had good kickers for a lot of years, too, man.
You have.
Felipe Doya, the Destroyer, was a great kicker. Going way back, Manny Ramirez, man, he was a good kicker. I think he put a 42-yarder up.
Yep.
So we've had some guys that can put it through.
Trips left, one wide to the right, back to the left of Getting. He'll take the snap out of the shotgun, looks left. It's a little bubble screen. Delta blows it up.
They pop the bubble. That's Alex Large Cash Award out there making the play.
So it'll be a loss of 2. It'll be 2nd and 12 for the Bulldogs. You know, it really has turned into a beautiful night out here. I couldn't ask for anything more. You know, it was a little wet and rainy all day, and even before the game started, as Getting looks over the middle and just cannot hook up with his receiver. That one intended for number 9, Christian Gladden, and a lot of Panthers in the area.
Clay Sanders had a chance at that. I don't know why he pulled back his arms. He kind of short-armed that thing. He had a chance. He could have taken that to the house. I'll make sure I mention that to him when I see him at school.
You're really going to rub some salt in some wounds, aren't you?
They're going to need some extra motivation here, Mark.
Trips right, one wide to the left, back to the right of Getting. He'll take the snap. 3-5, now he'll roll to the right. Under pressure, looking. He's in trouble. Pass will be broken up by Delta. It was intended for number 10, Daggett.
Nice pursuit right there by Tucker Johnson. Tuck can run like a 4.7, 4.8, 40, if I remember correctly. And
for a bigger kid, he's a great athlete.
Oh, he can move, man. And he's about the best shooter we have in basketball.
Absolutely.
And then we've got, I think Landon Clay was on the coverage right there. So,
well,
good play by those guys.
Yeah, great job in coverage by the Panthers there. Obviously, nobody was open, and it looks like there's an injured.
I think he did calf cramps, Mark.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back there at Panthers Stadium, the Bulldog players still getting treatment down there on the field. 6:44 left here in the third quarter. Delta leads 21-0.
Mark, they made a clock correction. We were closer to correct than we knew. 6:44 left in the third.
There's a girls volleyball team. He's just announced beat Bayfield in 3 straight sets, and they've got a good team this year, Vaughn.
Yes, they beat Montrose the other night.
Yep, they did. Speaking of which, yesterday,
Girls softball also beat Montrose 7-4.
That's good to hear. Very good to hear.
So the university player finally able to make it off the field. That's Kyan Baxley, one of their receivers.
He's got to drink a little more Gatorade there, Mark. Stay hydrated. Do a little stretching there, young fella.
Looks like it's fourth and long, and the Bulldogs to punt. Workman back at about his 45 to return.
So. Well, I tell you, this 7-yard snap that they're doing on their punt game, that kid kicked it, Mark.
Yep.
That should have been marked about 15 feet up there, the field.
Yeah.
15 yards back up the field. Yeah.
So it looks like the officials missed that one, and still, Delta going to have the ball in their own 37 with the Modern Appliance Company first down, good field position.
With all due respect, with due respect to the referee stories, there's a couple of these guys that couldn't have run that far to figure out what's going on. So that's a 15-yard difference in field position right there.
6:30 left in the third. Delta leads 21-0. So right up one by one, there's the snap and a power run on the left side by Reed.
Oh.
Breaks the tackle and almost breaks another one for an even bigger gain. He'll be stopped just short of the marker. It'll be second and one for the Panthers.
He's up to 92 yards rushing with three touchdowns tonight. So I've got him unofficially starting to squeeze 100 yards passing as well. So if this kid goes over 100 rushing and passing tonight as a 10th grader, that might be some kind of record.
It very well could. So it's going to be a run up the middle by Workman, and looks like he'll gain a couple yards and get the Modern Appliance Company first down.
Workman's been the workhorse here tonight, banging off of people like Walter Payton, but he's reminded me more of Robert Newhouse of Cowboys days gone by. Reed's had more of the role of Tony Dorsett tonight, getting a run like crazy. He looks more like Michael Vick out there, though, number 7.
But like I said before, having Reed back there at quarterback and with his build, it's almost like running the Wildcat offense, you know, just next to running back.
He's a tall kid, too. He can see up over there. So you got nothing but good things. Hope he always stays healthy.
Trips left. Reed will roll to his left out of the gun. Going to hit his open receiver by him. He's on the sideline. Another big game for Delta.
Ryland is hanging on that ball. If he even touches it, that kid's catching it. Beautiful. I've got Ty 5 for 5 for 91 yards passing. The only thing I didn't hold against him tonight was getting sacked for about that 15-yard loss. So we're not letting that factor against his passing yardage or his rushing yardage.
So Reed going to keep it again, trying to get around the left side. He just put his shoulder down, ran through the defender there, Gabe Puga, or Puga, excuse me, and that's a 7-yard gain for Todd. So run out of bounds, clock will stop with 5:14 left in the third. So Delta taking quite a while in the huddle here. They now come to the line. Brewer wide to the left, and now they'll have a stacked trips formation on the right side near the line of scrimmage, and that's the side that Workman goes. He'll gain a couple.
Did not get the first down. Yeah.
They're going to say it's only a gain of one, and it'll be second and three for the Panthers. Make it third and three for the Panthers.
9 carries for 39 yards now, unofficially for Connor. A lot of changes coming in here for the Panthers.
Brett Leto coming in, as is Damian Gallegos.
Giovanni Romero.
So Leto wide to the right, Gallegos will be wide to the left.
wing on the left side, back to the right of Reed, make it left to Reed, little jump pass, complete the workman. That's enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down. Another nice game. So Johnson, you know, said in the interview he wants to get Reed a little more into the passing game and do a little bit more than they did with him last year, and he's showing dividends in doing that.
Sure. Unofficially his sixth attempt tonight, 6 out of 6.
Gives up the middle to
that's Giovanni Romero.
Yeah. So with Isai Carrillo injured, Giovanni Romero getting some playing time, and you know, it's that next man up type of thing where you never know when you're going to get your opportunity, but once you do, you make the most of it.
And that's more proof to tell you just how many guys they have to play.
Trips left, too wide to the right. Reed will send Workman in motion out of the slot right to left. Fakes the handoff, and Reed's going to get stacked at the line. That's one of those times where you go to the well one too many times, and the defense has it sniffed out.
Yeah, but the kid comes prancing through here, strutting like he just made a play against Alabama, and you want to tell him, hey, you're down 21-0, kid.
3 minutes left in the third. Second and 5 for the Panthers. They're on their 15-ish yard line. There's the snap. Reed rolls to his right, looking. Pass is going to be complete on an out route. No, incomplete. Bynum couldn't hold on to that pass that time and actually slipped down. It's probably better that he didn't catch that. As it looks like
Jose's coming out to kick it here. This is going to be a 30-yard attempt, Mark.
There's the snap. Kick is up, and it is good.
Easy, man. That had a lot on it.
Yep. And Delta leads 24-0, 2:38 left in the third. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machining Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machining with the expertise to get your project done.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner and Vaughn Mitchell, excuse me, back with you here at Panther Stadium. Delta leads 24-0. 2:38 left in the third quarter. 32-yard field goal by Jose Oliva.
Mm-hmm.
And now they'll have the talk and cut kickoff.
Look at that one.
Do it one more time. And
middle of the end zone.
Puts his arms out. He says, yeah, we're not touching that one.
So that's about 65 yards in the air.
So Modern Appliance Company first down for the Bulldogs on their own 20-yard line. So the Bulldogs not really able to get anything going here in the second half.
Delta defense.
Trips right, one wide to the left, back to the right of getting in the gun.
Lejo's getting a little experience here now. Got him at safety. Uh-oh, here comes the bust. Brett's going to have to make a play, and did not.
Yep, getting keeps it after a read action and a gain of about 17 there for Getty.
Talon had to chase him from middle linebacker position there. That's their long gain in a while.
It is, indeed. And it came on the ground and not through the air.
Can't get complacent here. Can't get lackadaisical. There's a lot of football left. We all know that. You can. You got a game one like this. You got to go ahead and finish it off.
Trips left, one to the right, and it's going to be a give to Cruz on the right side. He wrapped up by Talon Hewitt.
Another hit by Talon. Talon might be leading them in tackling tonight. We'll have to check with Coach Jay after the after he stats out the film.
Gain of five, second and five for the Bulldogs. So now the Bulldogs taking a little while in the huddle. Now they're to the line. Trips right, one wide to the left, back to the right of Getting. They'll take the snap, play at your read option, and the give will go to Cruz. They'll gain three, and it'll be third down.
And maybe, Mark, they feel like this is their best chance, like this is their strongest game, and or maybe it's what he scripted. They're post-scripted before they ever came here to play. But I have to tell you, every time they put the ball down like this for another two-yard gain, they're just cutting their own throats 24 to nothing. They're three scores and two-point conversions mm-hmm. from catching the Panthers, and we're about to head to 12 minutes to play here. So I'm a little surprised that they're not going to the air more often.
One by one, Getting in the gun with a back to either side. He'll take the snap. Gives to Cruz, who finds a hole on the right side.
Clay Sanders with a hit. Stop the clock to move the chains, but it'll pick back up, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter, Mark.
It's actually Alexander Molina with the carry. As the clock runs, 27 seconds.
Right. We're having some malfunction on even the digits on that clock.
Mm-hmm. Two by two. Make it. Yeah, two by two with tight or a wing on the left side. Man in motion, and Getting's going to keep it. He breaks it to the outside. He'll gain about five.
Alex Ward tripped him up right there.
And now that will be the end of the third quarter. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back for the final stanza. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life with what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a must-be sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back at Phantom Stadium, getting ready to start the fourth quarter. I'm Mark Cantor, Vaughn Mitchell sitting next to me. Delta leads 24-0, and what has been a fairly dominant performance by the Panthers, especially in that third quarter.
Definitely. I mean, their defense is showing a lot. They've bent a little bit, but not much. Mark, there have not been that many gainers. University had a couple 15-yard plays. That's about it. They had the one long bomb that the receiver dropped, got behind Brewer. But other than that, there really hasn't been a threat.
Trips right, two wide receivers to the left. Getting in the gun, second and five. There's the snap. It gets away from Getting. It's on the ground. He's just got a fall on it.
Next man, Xavier Martinez on the play, downing him right there. He wanted to pick that fumble up. I guarantee you that kid wanted to scoop and score.
Big loss. That was a loss of 11.
And the clock's going to keep running. I mean, and possibly they were going to throw it right there, but I would look for them to do that just because even if it's incomplete, you're stopping the clock. You're giving yourself some chances. Not that I'm trying to tell them what to do here, Mark, but
I think it'd be good for us to be challenged like this.
Absolutely. Same formation, getting out of the gun, third down and long. There's the snap. It gets away from him again. He's under pressure. He's got to step up. Now he's going to
stretch the line of scrimmage.
Yep. He's going to pass over the middle.
I don't know.
The line judge is right there, I imagine. He's got to see, and your entire body has to be across when you throw it.
And all right.
No flag, and it's fourth down, fourth and long.
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
So, Bulldogs come to the line. And we're going to line up and go for it here.
Well, you almost don't know. That's about the length that they've gone back for the punter snap. But I think so. At midfield mark, they're not going to.
Delta will call a timeout just to make sure everything's ready. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner, Von Mitchell back with you. Bulldogs going for it on fourth and long, 2x2. Getting out of the gun, pass over the middle, and it is picked off. Should have batted that thing down, Mark. Everybody's clapping and happy, but I'm telling you, if you just back that ball down, it's 35 yards field position right there. Brett Leho got the pick.
Well, and that just there is, you know, inexperienced by Brett. He hasn't had a lot of experience playing defense. So.
Eagerness and wants the pick, and I get that, but man, if he just punches that thing into the turf, that's Delta ball on the university side of the field instead of picking it up on the 25-yard line here.
So Delta with a modern appliance company, first down. They'll come to the line, Trix to the right. Tight end on the left, and it's going to be a give. Connor, to Connor working, he tries to bounce it outside, and he'll gain about three. It'll be second and seven for the Panthers. And this is kind of what I expect the rest of the game, just kind of a run-oriented offense here. Maybe pass if you've got a third down, but Delta's just looking to run this clock out.
Well, you think about this. If they grind this down, Mark, let's say they get four or five first downs on this possession right here, you're going to take that clock down to around 4 minutes.
Reed rolls to his right, flips the pitch.
That pitch.
High pitch.
First mistake tonight. That didn't make any sense.
And the Bulldogs will recover. Yeah, there was no need for Reed to pitch that. I think he was just trying to string it out. And, you know, that reminds me of the play that they ran in that state championship game against Sterling several years ago, where Nolan Bynum tried to pitch it to the back, and it wasn't a good pitch. And
yeah.
Sterling recovered, and it ended up being the game winner, obviously. I don't think that's going to be the case here tonight, but
not something you wanted to do right here.
Right.
When
you're
looking at making first downs. That would have been one to just tuck it under and take whatever happened.
So the Bulldog. Come to the line. And apparently somebody has their headlights on in the parking area behind the press box here, and it's causing a distraction. So, Bulldogs line up 2x2 with a back to the left of Getting. They have possibly the best field position they've had all night to start. The Delta 30 pass over the middle is going to be
interference. Too many mistakes. Landon got there a little bit early. He was ready to put the clack on that guy. But Daggett got up and let the official know he should be throwing a flag.
How about you just go back to the huddle? Yeah, football's an emotional game on both sides. I think Daggett's probably a little frustrated here with how his team's kind of had their lunch handed to them here in Delta. Clay looking to kind of put a nail in the coffin. So it'll be...
On the 15 now.
Yep. First down from the Delta 15. Getting takes the ball. Read option. He'll pull it. Run up the middle.
Good hit by Alex Ward right there.
Gain of 7. He'll be second and 3. 10 minutes left in the game. Delta leads 24-0.
And they are taking their time in the huddle.
Bulldogs line up one by one, back to either side of Getty. Takes the snap, gives to Cruz. Cruz on the right side and is short of the goal line. It'll be a
first down. First and goal now, Mark.
But the clock will keep running. And again, Bulldogs slow to get the play in. The player bringing the play in isn't even hustling to the huddle.
Yeah, that's their issue, but wow, they're just taking so much time off of this clock.
One by one, back to the left of Getting. And the gun takes the snap and go attempt to
nice
go up to
play
the
Alex
goal.
Ward. Alex Ward sticking him in the backfield.
Getting waiting for that hole to open. It never did, and Alex just nailed him. Second down. Late substitution here for the Bulldogs. It's like they'll line up 2x2 with a back to the right of Getting. Getting takes the snap, two-step drop, looking to the left, and overthrows his receiver.
Third down now, Mark. Third and goal from the 4, it looks like, 4 or 5 yard line.
The receiver is slow to get up now.
He's cramping again. Come on, youngster.
So the university trainer will come out at check on him, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Panthers Stadium, the injured or cramped Bulldog player now hustles off under his own power. 8:16 left in the game. Delta leads 24-0. The third and goal for the Bulldogs from Delta, I think, 3. Bulldogs line up one by one, back to either side of Getting. We'll take the snap, turn, give, no
got
play
it
action.
Got it, work, Mike. What's
not?
Backing up. 15-yard loss.
And that's the speed of Connor Workman right there. Just shot the gap and pulled down Getting.
Ah, beautiful play, Connor.
So now it's fourth and long, and I think they're bringing their kicking unit in.
Yes. 10-yard loss it ended up being there.
So
So that's going to make this about a 32-yarder.
I don't know.
The snap, the kick is up, and it's a line drive knuckleball nowhere near the goalpost. So with 7:33 left in the game, Celtic will take over the ball on downs. They head 24-0.
I like that that preserved the shutout for our defense right there.
You know, we talked about earlier how, you know, that year that Delta went to the state championship game several years ago and how dominant and stout their defense was there. And, you know, they nobody scored on them until their last non-conference game against Palisade that year, I think. And this team, this defense, reminds me a lot of that team.
We'll have to see. It's going to take some time. I mean, they got to prove that over weeks. Those guys, and the thing about those guys was they had been in the starting lineup for quite a while. When you're talking about Gage, Brandon, and those kids that played on that group, good group. I think it was actually their junior year, those kids' junior year, that I'm thinking of the most.
So a gain of 3 for Workman.
When we had that great Faith Christian playoff game here.
Yep.
When we beat Faith at home.
The Delta will come to the line. One by one. There's the snap. Goes to Romero, and as he's going down, he's going to get clocked. And it'll be a gain of 2 seconds and a long 4 for the Panthers.
6.5 left on the clock. Need to get a first down here. I think we're getting some guys, some new guys, some reps here. Angel Romero coming into the game to the Panthers. Clock management, start to take it down a little bit.
Romero wide to the right, Leto wide to the left. Read out of the gun, he'll keep it. Now passes to the left-hand side. Workman with the catch.
Got a penalty flag down.
Yeah. Like he got
it's close to the first down mark. I don't know what we're going to see what happens here. I would think it's going to be defensive holding.
Yeah, I think if it's against the Bulldogs, Delta definitely has the first down. Looks like they're coming to... I'm not sure what they're doing out there now. I don't see where Ben is on the sideline. I was wondering if they were maybe talking.
Yeah, they went over to him.
Oh, there he is. Okay. I'm waiting for a signal here from the referee.
Yeah, they haven't said anything.
Oh, it's going to go against Delta, it looks like. And sportsmanlike conduct penalty against
sideline warning.
Sideline warning.
That's a crazy call. Wow. Okay, so here's what happened. They gave them the reception counted,
right,
on that, and they went from the spot,
okay,
of that. So it's 3rd and 10 after all, after the game, and then they gave them a unsportsmanlike. So that's a 15-yard. So we would have had a first down by 5 yards right there where Connor ended up. That's the only way that could calculate.
2 by 2, Reed for the handoff. You got submarine. Workman, and he's going to have a Modern Appliance Company first down. So,
buddy, that's a tough 10-yard run right there.
But I'll be honest, for the first 8 of it, he wasn't touched.
Yeah, that's his 11th, unofficial again, 11 rushes, 51 yards. That was a big one right there. That gets the clock moving again, gets some big mo going back for Delta.
And again, that's just the burst that Connor has. He hits that hole and he threw it before you can even touch him.
Yeah, that kid was tasting his cleats.
Snaps low, but Reed picks it up, gives it to Workman, and late flag comes in at the end, possibly a face mask.
That is possibly the longest flag throw I've ever seen from an official. That dude chucked that 20 yards. Kid.
Play stands. I think it'll be another first down for the Panthers.
Make the call here, fellas.
It's going to be a hold against Delta.
So it's a spot hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So Delta will have it
spot file.
First and eight. Because of the spot.
Yeah.
Not right at the end, apparently.
Nice run by Connor again. 12 for 63.
Trips right. Mayo Gallegos.
Under 5 minutes. Beating the rock.
On that side. And the give goes to work. Gain of one. 13
for 65.
Actually, a gain of two. Second and six for the Panthers. Delta, no hurry at all, which is just fine. Giovanni Romero checks back in. Giovanni will be the back to the right of Reed, and Tejos will be wide to the right. Leo wide to the left. Reed keeps it up the middle. Match for gain of seven. Modern Appliance Company first down, unless this penalty brings it back. It's going to be another hold against the Panthers. Another spot foul. And it will remain second down. It's now second and 12 for Delta. Clock runs with 4 minutes left in the game. Delta leads 24-0. Delta scored all 21 of those, or scored 21 of those 24 in the first half. They've only managed to put 3 points on the scoreboard here in the second half, but Reed keeps it around the right side. He's got some green grass ahead of him. He breaks into the open, trying to outrun the defender. He'll be brought down from behind by number two, Kean Blackley. And big run ripped off there by Reed. So they move the chains, and the clock starts up again.
He's a little bit hurt. He's a little shaken up right there.
He hit hard on his knees.
He's got 141 yards rushing now after that nice run.
But we'll see if he can shake it off here. Landon Clay actually will come in at quarterback.
Connor Workhorse with another carry there. 14 for 71.
Gain of six on that play. It'll be second and four. And it looks like Lando going to finish up the game at quarterback.
Yeah, they got Rosie Johnson looking at him, doing some shoulder exercises. Hope he's all right.
Stay wide to the left. And Agus wide to the right. It's going to be a give up the middle.
It's short, I think, Mark, but he's got another three.
Yep.
15 for 74. It's like the Connor Workman hour here. Man, the kid's getting lots of carries.
So it'll be third and two for Delta. 2 minutes left here in the game. Thank you. And Clay going to run right up the middle for the Modern Appliance Company first down.
Here's what's funny about that. That's Landon's first carry since the first play of the game. Doc Keevan's taking a look at Ty. Yeah, they're just looking up by his shoulder.
Well, that defender, when he was tackling him,
chopped him
in the shoulder trying to jar the ball, but two wide to the left, two to the right. Clay in the gun. He'll take the snap to give up the middle, and Connor Kirkman will stumble forward. Gain of four. 65 seconds left in the game. Student section in the north stands believes that we are going to win this game, and I would tend to agree with them less than 60 seconds. So again, Delta taking their time in the huddle. They'll come to the line. Too wide to the left. Play out of the gun with the back to his left.
Landon doing a good job managing the clock. He's watching that back official. There's another carry for Connor. Oh, they're getting chippy. Chippy and cheap.
Yeah, Connor. Very emotional player. He's not going to stand for that.
No. Well, there's no reason for it. It's just a class situation.
And
that's ball game.
That will
24-0. Two versus five, 24-0.
Delta wins 24-0. And a great way to open the season for the Panthers. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the post game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide health care system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
With you. And Delta with a solid 24-0 victory in their season opener. And a lot of bright spots here. Ty Reed, Connor Workman, and obviously that defense pitching to shut up.
Boy, you said it, Mark. Let's give a little shout to Ty here. And I hope that he's okay getting chopped there on that last play that he was in the ball game for, but I've got him unofficially running for 141 yards and three touchdowns, throwing for over 100 as well, 6 of 7 through the air. He found some different targets there tonight, and he just played such a great game, managed the clock. One mistake, hey, we all make them, but he's just a 10th grader, and he played that well. I would definitely give a shout-out to Connor, just
persistence, man. He was like Novocaine tonight, just a slow, steady drift right there of him and a dope that just kept going. I've got him finishing up with 80 yards rushing on 17 carries, and then that defense holding University scoreless. Delta 2 ranked, University 5 ranked. That's a statement game right off the bat. Lots of positives. I know Coach will have them working on the things that they need to shore up, but it was fun to watch them tonight. It was great to be out here.
Great to get football started again. Great to be with you, Vaughn.
Thanks, Mark.
I loved it, as always. Delta's going to travel to Gypsum to take on the Eagle Valley Devils next week. They face our old rival, the Salt, tonight in Gypsum. So I don't have a score from that game, but that game's going to be aired as part of the Monkees Highway 50 Game of the Week, the Monkees. 97.1 here in Delta, my new broadcast partner. And you can find that broadcast on the Monkees, 97.1, like I mentioned. Or you can stream it on the Monkees website. That'll happen next week. Their website, 957themonkees.com. Just click on their Listen Live link, and we'll be there when we're on the radio. Once again, the final score from Panther Stadium tonight, Delta 24, University 0. For Vaughn Mitchell, I'm Mark Cantor, and we thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.